We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into the Phoenix Sports Podcast, brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a five-star review. I'm not Michaela Perkins. I'm not Kirsten Soussel. I'm not even Lindsay Smith. But so I am your fourth.
Hold on. I'm not even Lindsay Smith.
I can never.
You'll have Emmy someday.
Also, I found it.
Okay, no one cares. We're off to a great start here on the Phoenix Sports Podcast. I'm your fourth string backup host, Leah Merrill, filling in for Michaela and Kirsten, who are both out of town today. Thank you so much for joining us. And today I am joined by Shane Diefenbach and Espo. How are you guys doing today?
I love that I am like the one name here. I'm like the Madonna, the Adele. I am running out the, I don't know.
Drake. Celebrity status.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
Prince,
not
Queen.
To that level, yeah.
Never mind.
I think you are. Don't sell yourself short.
But thank you. Glad to be here. And we will do our best to help elevate this program.
We will do our best to not crash and burn the ship as we go forward. But today is Friday the 13th. So before we get into anything, I need to know, are either of you superstitious? Do you believe in Friday the 13th?
Hell yes. I'm not going to tempt fate. Yes, I believe in all these things, and I will show it its due respect. Triskaidekaphobia is a
what?
Hold on a
the
sec.
The fear of the number 13.
You know there's a 13th floor in this building. Like,
there is.
If you look in the elevator, you can go to the 13th floor.
Grilled cheese?
Oh, that was the joke yesterday. Huh. I was asked what sandwich would I be if I were a sandwich.
Mm.
If there's a sandwich.
Was that the producer surprise last night?
There were like four producer surprises. We stalled so much for Jared to get their post game. It was bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man, you believe in Friday the 13th?
Yeah. Well, no, not necessarily Friday the 13th. Well, I guess you can kind of. It's like an umbrella of bad luck. I just like if you deserve to have karma, you're gonna get it. Sometimes, most of the time, almost all the time. I believe in bad luck. So I don't know if Friday the 13th. I've never had anything bad personally happen to me.
Oh God. Touch metal. Whatever you need to do, you just jinx that.
I'm gonna hold on this like this for the rest of the show. I need a seatbelt.
Where a ceiling tile falls and a rattlesnake comes out.
Oh my God!
Happened at a place I work.
Honestly, so. That would be fire.
Or the building's gonna get evacuated mid-show.
Had that happen as well on a live stream I was doing. So
wow,
I've been there.
Oh boy.
All right, so
here we go.
That's a preview of how this show is gonna
Let's
go.
Let's hope it only affects my betting today and nothing else.
Oh my gosh. Well, speaking of bad luck, I'm just gonna start us off on a few quick team updates, and we're gonna put a timer on the screen for this one because I want to make this really quick because I want us to get to our main topic right away. But the bad luck segue goes to the Arizona Coyotes for continuing to have bad luck, and you can start the timer on Coyotes, Emma. So the Arizona Coyotes, the NHL draft lottery was this week. The Coyotes finished second worst in the league. They will be picking third overall in the upcoming draft. They dropped a spot. They could have dropped two, so I guess you can say at least they didn't drop two, but never in the Coyotes' history have they moved up a spot in the NHL draft lottery, which is extremely, extremely unlucky for them, but I guess lucky for them, it's not one of those drafts where it's a superstar at the top, then they're missing out on them. But that's what's new with the Coyotes. Otherwise, their season is over and we're just counting down the days till the NHL draft. And with 20 seconds to spare, that's my Arizona Coyotes update.
I bet I beat you.
Okay. So do you want to do the Cardinals update?
Sure. Let's do it.
Okay. So we'll reset the clock. And
okay.
Cardinals ready? Update. Here we go.
Schedule hard. There it is. There's your Cardinals update.
That's fair.
No, I mean, their schedule is very difficult. You have a lot of you have a couple strings of games which are hard, not to mention you're opening up against the Chiefs. Yeah, the schedule is not the best, but other than that, I mean, I don't understand that there's so many people that are so down on the Cardinals from last year. I get the DeAndre Hopkins thing, but it's only 6 games. I think the schedule definitely doesn't help their win total, but I still think they make the playoffs.
What? Ooh, 20 seconds.
Yeah,
you can chime in.
By the way, the Cardinals schedule is like an Oreo. Hard at the beginning, soft in the middle, hard at the end. So,
and they're playing another Christmas game, and they're playing at 11 a.m. on New Year's Day, which I'm just
holy hell, really?
Yeah. Don't wait.
I'm putting my vacation time in.
Suns are going to wind up playing on Christmas Day, too. You know, it's
well, Christmas Day, that's okay. Oh. New Year's is.
That's all right. Blasphemous. All right.
We're out of our minute for Cardinals. So, Espo, let's tee you up for Suns.
All right. Without hope, there's no true despair. And that's that's where we are.
Holy
with the Sun.
Shit.
Oh my God.
3 really, really scary games in Dallas, and it all comes down to 1 game on Sunday. And Chris Paul has gone MIA. You can put his picture on the milk carton and put out an APB.
Dude, milk and Oreos already.
Yeah,
I'm really hungry.
There you go. 33 seconds. I gave you some.
Love signs. It. I read somewhere, and I don't know if this is true, so sorry if I'm just making up lies on the show, but that the D-backs have a better record in the last stretch of games than the
last
Suns
10 games,
do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Which is scary. So hopefully they get it done this Sunday in game 7.
Little different stakes, though. Beginning of a Major League Baseball season, NBA playoffs. So.
Yeah, that's true. But tune into PHNX Suns pre and post game on Sunday for that game 7 will be very interesting. Hopefully the vibes are immaculate. Nailed it.
We have no clue what time, though.
No.
We'll find out today.
The TBD. Stay tuned for that. Okay, I'll give the D-backs update since Derek is not... I was going to say not with us, so that makes it sound
like... Oh, my God.
Really bad Friday the 13th for Derek.
We've had... Derek is no longer with us. Espo is the mayor now.
Oh, that's coming someday anyway.
Oh, my God. This is taking a dark turn. Okay, you can set the clock.
Lee is killing off characters in PHNX.
It's okay. We'll be mean to our coworkers later in the show, and that's a promise. Set the timer. The D-backs are currently 17-15 on the season. They're 7-3 in their last 10, so that's great. Their winning percentage right now is .531, which I don't know if anyone expected them to be over .500 at this point in the season. They're 4th in the NL West, and they've won their last 3 series, twice against the Marlins and once against the Rockies. So definitely a surprising start from the D-backs. The thing about baseball is just there's so many games. So who knows what's going to end up happening. They play this weekend against the Cubs, the CHGO rivals. So we'll see what happens there. And we had a lot of fun at the D-backs game.
Yeah, they won us money.
Yeah, I wish my life losing. Was was like Major League Baseball.
Oh, here we go.
Where I could only succeed a little over half the time, and I was having a good year.
Out of all of the Espo metaphors, that was one of the better ones, I will say.
That's good. And before we close out, I will want to give an update on Mercury and Rising, because we have a PHNX Mercury show on this network and PHNX Rising. So we'll do a minute for both. And
ready?
Let's set. Go. Okay, so the Mercury are 1-1 to start the season. They defeated the Seattle Storm by 20 on Wednesday. They play Dallas next Thursday, and currently Skylar Diggins-Smith is leading the team in points per game with 22. Unfortunately, Brittany Griner's detention has been extended a month, which we're all just hoping for the best in that situation. It's just been going on way too long. On the other side, Rising lost to Sacramento Republic 2-0 on Wednesday. They're out of the U.S. Open Cup, which is not an ideal situation for the Rising. Be sure to follow PHNX underscore Rising and PHNX underscore Mercury on Twitter for more coverage on the Mercury and the Rising.
How bad did you want to say Kraken when you said they lost to Seattle?
It passed through my mind, just like when I started this show off the top. I wanted to say welcome to the PHNX Coyotes podcast, because the only other show I've ever hosted on this network was I hosted Bets once.
You were 2-0 on getting things right, so congratulations.
I am, so far.
But she didn't ooh when she hosted Bets, so that's a miss. I missed the ooh for the first time in about 2 months today. Because wow. I was reading a Slack and I didn't say, ooh, welcome in. I just said, welcome in. I'm like, no.
How could you?
I know. It was very upsetting.
Which, by the way,
Sean almost threw up after that happened.
By the way, good comment here from Charles. Leah taking over Mac's role of murder queen today. I forgot that Mac has a reputation.
Something about this show.
That's unbelievable. I just took on that persona. It's just in the air.
Death to D-back's host is the theme of today's show.
Sorry,
Jesse,
Derek.
Watch out. You're next.
You're next. Well, everyone, thank you so much. If you're watching on Twitter right now, head over to the PHNX Sports YouTube so you can interact with us in the comments. Everybody who's here, thanks so much for joining us. Today, our topic is on the subject of drafts, and I brought up this topic because that I'm on the Coyotes beat, so I'm very invested in draft everything right now. And today on our Coyote show, we were thinking about who are the best Coyotes ever drafted in just the top 15 overall. And there wasn't a ton to choose from, but then it got me thinking, who are just the best athletes in general ever taken by Arizona sports teams? So that's going to be our topic today. And I've asked each of you to come prepared with your candidate for this topic. So some criteria for this is they have to have been drafted by an Arizona team. So, for example, when the Coyotes were the Winnipeg Jets, they drafted Shane Doan. You can argue he's the best Coyote of all time, but he would not be considered for this. And also, they had to at least play sometime in Arizona. Today on the PHNX Coyote show, Petey and Craig both put Blake Wheeler as the best top 15 draft pick in Arizona Coyotes history. He didn't play a single minute in an Arizona or Phoenix Coyotes uniform.
I'm so fired up for Blake Wheeler, man.
Yeah, and so that's just a huge bummer.
He's spurned the franchise, and you're calling him the best draft pick?
I mean, if you want to, with that criteria that we had on that show, he had the most successful NHL career.
You had no criteria?
But just none. So I have, taken the reins back, and we're adding that they have to have played for the team, at least for a little bit. So all of that in mind, who wants to start?
I will, because mine is the most obvious answer for the Cardinals. I talked about this once already on the Phoenix Sports Podcast like 6 months ago. It's Larry Fitzgerald. And I mean, it has to be. You see the numbers leading everything in terms of all the receiving categories. There's not much else to say about Larry Legend, what he did on the field, but also off the field. He was with the franchise the entire time. It's Larry Fitzgerald, man.
And they were one Hail Mary away from not getting that draft pick. They would have had the number one pick in the 2003 draft if Josh McCown hadn't thrown a Hail Mary to Nate Poole in the final game of 2003 to beat the Minnesota Vikings in one of the weirdest games ever, because you wanted them to lose to get the number one draft pick, but
you bounced the Vikings.
You wanted to watch them win because you bounce the Vikings from the playoffs. Very weird. That, of course, was the Eli Manning, Philip Rivers draft in terms of quarterbacks. So there's a weird what if that had played another way. Are we talking about maybe Philip Rivers being the best draft pick in Cardinals history or Eli Manning? We'll never know because Larry Legend played.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great pick. And I think when you think of who's synonymous with Arizona Cardinals, it's Larry.
No, John, not Matt Leiner.
Yeah, Charles said Fitz might be the top draft pick in Arizona sports history as a whole, which I guess at the end of this, we can vote on who as a whole is the best and get some input from the chat and maybe from Twitter as well later. Is there anybody else just who comes to mind for Cardinals? Or is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's the top answer, but that 2004 draft was Dockett and Dansby as well, and those worked out pretty well. Kyler looks like he might, but you can't tell yet.
No love for our own Frank Sanders.
It's Frank Sanders going back to receiver Anquan Boldin, 2003. There's a lot of good ones, but you have to be Larry Legend. You got to be great.
Yeah, I mean, there's some value picks like Jake Plummer in the second round. Great, great pick. Yeah. I mean, there's other guys, but Aeneas Williams is another guy, but it's Larry. Yeah. I mean, you could make the argument he is the greatest receiver of all time in NFL history based on who Jerry Rice had throwing him the ball and who Larry Fitzgerald had throwing him the ball. So it's tough when you've got an all-time great at his position to go with anybody else.
Yep. All right. Good answer, Shane. Let's go to Suns next.
Yeah. So from one all-time great at a position to another, Steve Nash has to be the greatest Suns draft pick of all time. Played 1,200 games here, was just a two-time MVP, revolutionized, or at least started the revolution in basketball to what we know now. Obviously drafted here in 1996, 15th pick overall, got traded to Dallas, but came back in 04. Would I have loved for his entire career to be in Phoenix? Yes, but overall, what he was able to accomplish here, the way we look at Steve Nash and those teams, he is the greatest draft pick. And if you look at it, a lot of the Suns' success wasn't always built on draft picks. It was built on free agents, trades, those kind of things for some of their stars. Devin Booker may have an argument when it's all said and done.
For sure.
But right now, it's Steve Nash. Now, you said they had to play games in Phoenix. There is a guy who the Suns drafted that never played here that you could argue, George Gervin. The Iceman was drafted in the third round of the NBA draft by the Phoenix Suns, but decided to play for the ABA San Antonio Spurs. So technically was drafted by the Suns, but never played here.
He is one of my all-time favorite players to watch, like old highlights of. He's just, his game is so nice.
So I think he could have been an argument if he had played here in Phoenix as well.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's another player who's synonymous with Suns basketball. And I was going to ask you, do you think, in 20 years that will be Devin Booker, hopefully?
Yeah, I mean, there's a very good chance. There's a lot he has to accomplish. I mean, Sunday and Game 7 will go a long way to, in part defining – what we look at him as a draft pick, but yeah, in 20 years, I think there's definitely a possibility. You could also make arguments for Amari Stoudemire or Sean Marion. I think they're weaker arguments than Steve Nash, but there's an argument to be had there too.
Honorable mentions.
I'm no longer on stats side after what he said. No longer on stats
well,
side.
Well, I agree. And no longer on Sean Marion's side since he's been sitting on the sidelines in Dallas with a Mavs hat on during this series too. But I think those two guys as of right now may still be higher than Devin Booker on the list, but he will pass them at some point.
All right. Well, let's move on to D-backs. And although he is not with us, I'm just really sticking to this. Derek is not with us. He did submit this pick on behalf
before
of...
Before he left us.
I'm glad we got that before he moved on.
Yeah, he submitted this pick for the best player ever drafted by the D-backs. Emma... D-backs pick there. Nope.
Oh.
All right, there we go. Max Scherzer drafted 11th overall in 2006. He is still active in the MLB, but his ERA is 3.15 and his strikeouts he has 3,069 strikeouts. Nice.
He's also one of the best postgame interviews of all time. That postgame interview last postseason of him just absolutely hammered. I don't know how he was absolutely hammered. Like, it was literally 45 minutes after they won, but either he got hit in the head by a champagne bottle or he literally chugged 15 of them. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen, and I adore him for that.
He also best eyes ever drafted by the D-backs. Two different color eyes, and it's very weird to see in photos or on camera. So,
yeah, he's won the Cy Young Award multiple times. He's been an All-Star multiple times, Pitcher of the Month Award, Pitcher of The week no, award. All
none
the
of
time.
It in Arizona though, because yeah. in all their wisdom, they dealt him way, way, way too early. So,
yeah, I don't really know much about baseball.
Is heterochromia is the word of. I mean,
it is.
Is there anyone else who could have been up for consideration for this, or is he a shoo-in for this one?
Paul Goldschmidt, wasn't he a D-backs draft pick? I believe he was a D-backs.
Someone Google
draft.
It. We'll look it up.
I mean, I could be wrong.
This is what happens when Derek leaves us.
I'm just taking giant wild swings right now. I know it wasn't Travis Lee, who was one of their first draft picks. He was a giant disappointment, as was Justin Upton.
He was a draft really. Pick.
So I think Paul Goldschmidt's probably the other argument you could make. And he had a bigger impact on the actual Diamondbacks as well. So since Derek's not here, I'm saying he was the greatest draft pick, and now he's
and Derek's wrong.
But Derek's now dead and wrong.
Dead wrong. John in the chat said, without a doubt, the best D-back pick, horrible trade. And Charles said the D-backs have some of the worst track record with pitchers, but as soon as they leave, they become amazing.
Yes.
But I guess their scouting staff saw something good in that because they seem to nail it. They just don't have that success here, which is a bummer. And that kind of brings me to the Coyotes, which is a similar situation. And it's not Blake Wheeler because I took that off the table, but I'm going to say that the best Coyotes draft pick...
Emma.
Max Scherzer is the Coyotes' best pick.
I knew it. Oliver Ekman-Larsson drafted 7th overall in 2009. He's played 848 games. He's still active on the Vancouver Canucks at the moment. Has 133 goals, 284 assists, but he was also the captain of the Coyotes. He was amazing in the Coyotes' 2012 playoff run. He averaged more ice time than 3 minutes more in ice time than the next closest player on the team, and he's 12th in points out of that draft in total, which is an awesome statistic. So I know, you know, you look at him now just based on how the last few years went with him getting traded and him not really having a lot of points or a huge impact. When he was at his best, he was phenomenal. And I think people forget that because, and I said this on the Coyote Show this morning, in a market like Arizona, you're just not going to get the same recognition that you would in a Canadian market or an East Coast market. But he was an NHL All-Star. He was the captain of the team for a reason. He went through a lot of injury and personal struggles, which unfortunately I think impacted his career. But he was an everyday NHL player. He was a star for the Coyotes. It's just a bummer how it worked out. But now he's still playing. So
I would love to switch places with Oliver Ekman-Larsson, not because of all the money that he has from the Coyotes and not because of the playing in the NHL, but just to hang out with Connor Garland in Vancouver.
Yeah.
I didn't know where that was going. So I'm glad that's where it was. Yeah. So.
John said, no love for Yandle, the Iron Man. Much love for Yandle. And also, I like in terms of what your argument for the best pick is, you can make an argument like for Connor Garland. He was drafted, I think, in the 5th round. Mm-hmm. And Michael Bunting, who's up for the Calder Trophy right now, at 26, no less, but still up for the Calder Trophy. You can make an argument that drafting players like that so late who went on to have successful NHL careers, that could be an argument value. For the best pick as well. So
yeah, I mean,
I'm open to debate.
It depends on your definition. Like,
yeah, exactly.
How you look at it. It's kind of like when people debate MVP. I mean, it's how you look at what most valuable, well, best draft pick could be value. You know, if that's the argument on the Sun side, it would have been Jeff Hornacek, who was a late second round pick, or you know, Goran Dragic, who was a late second round pick. But you know, I think it comes down to who was the ultimate best player, regardless of where they were drafted. So
yeah, and what's interesting about our list that we just put together here, none of them were first overall picks.
Nope.
Which I think is really interesting. And also,
well, the Suns can't have that. They're not allowed.
Either the Coyotes, apparently. Yeah. Jeez. But it is a nice reminder that you can still find some amazing, talented players and athletes not at the top or the very, very top of the draft. Remember that, Coyotes fans, because I just think we all need that reminder.
You know what's crazy, though? I don't think any of us, because it wasn't one of the teams we picked, but has the greatest draft pick in Arizona sports history.
Diana Taurasi.
It's Diana Taurasi.
Yeah. Well, it's the greatest player she's the in Arizona history.
I'll make the argument she is the greatest Arizona athlete of all time.
I think we did that on the show once.
so like that, she's obviously the best overall draft pick in Arizona sports history. She just has the resume, what she's done, entire career here and winning championships. She's one of very few that can say that they've done that here in this town.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that 100%. John said you should do a show on the worst pick by each
team. We'd be here for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many.
There's been a lot.
Marquise Chris.
Dragon Bender.
Don't slander the dragon.
Oh, okay.
Don't slat.
Okay.
He's putting up single digits in Europe now, and he's spectacular at it. All right. Josh Jackson, hotboxing a baby, allegedly. Uh-huh.
What?
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got a fun story. He got in trouble for that, yeah. So there's all sorts of great bad draft picks, even just in recent memory. So
of the four sports, and we're not, just because she would sweep this, we're not going to include the Mercury Taurasi pick. Of the four, who do you think overall is the best player drafted in
Larry.
Arizona sports?
Larry.
Yeah, I think it's Larry.
Yeah. I would have
as
to
much
agree.
As I don't like to agree with Shane. Yeah, it's
hilarious. Nobody does. Yeah. That's why it makes life so hard. It's because people just they consistently bicker with me. Sean always tries to come at me sideways with these weird takes, and it's just because he doesn't want to agree with me, and that's okay.
Ooh, Sean said it's Steve Nash.
I'm surprised you don't have to stick with the Canadian here. You know, in Steve Nash.
I know he is Canadian. No, I mean. Larry, like I said, I just think even on and off the field, like Larry has just done so much for the Arizona Cardinals franchise. It's really hard to argue. And I think that you can't what off the field, off the ice, off the court stuff isn't palpable in terms of statistics, but it does matter. And it does carry weight, in my opinion. So
I think you also have to consider where the franchise was when the player was drafted and Larry took a perennial loser. I mean, well, that's the only way you can put it.
And it's like Steve Nash, like you think Steve Nash is that era of the Suns. You don't think Steve Nash is just the Suns because you have the Barkley era and everything else. With the Cardinals, you think Larry Fitzgerald when you think of the Cardinals.
Yeah. I mean, hands down, Larry in many ways saved this franchise from complete obscurity. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. So chat, let us know your thoughts. Let us know on Twitter at PHNX_sports what you think. And if you disagree with us, let us know. You can tweet out all of us. We want to debate with you. But I do think that
I don't.
Okay. Shane doesn't, but I will, and Espo will. Diana Taurasi, I think, would win that hands down. Yeah. So for that reason, we're not going to include her in this debate because it would be unfair. All right, we got more to get to in a little bit, and it involves maybe hurting some people's feelings, maybe not. We'll see.
Finally, something I can get behind.
I think we all need to take our anger out on something now. Not anger, just sorrow from the Suns, I think. Uneasiness.
Yeah, we've killed off Derek, and now we're going to insult co-workers. Mm-hmm. This is just a fantastic Friday the 13th.
And this is what happens when I'm left in charge of hosting this show. But before we get to that, let's talk about the DraftKings Sportsbook app. I know it's something that Shane uses not just once a day, not just twice a day.
I just got an email from him.
Maybe religiously. Over, under 17 times a day you open that app. What do you think?
Over. Take the over.
It's just always open, so. I never close it.
It's when you get your battery like screen time report. Yeah. It's the DraftKings Sportsbook app is like 95%.
They just gave me a 50% deposit match.
Look wow, at he's
not lying.
Well, there's always promotions on DraftKings. There's always promos, and this week, if you're a new customer, you can bet just $5 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets. If they do, when you sign up using the promo code PHNX at the DraftKings Sportsbook app, if you're looking to turn a small bet into a big payday during the NBA playoffs, you can do so with same game parlays. And right now, all customers can place a same game parlay with three or more legs and get a free bet back up to $25 if one leg doesn't hit. So be sure to take advantage of this offer now at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's code PHNX, $5 on any NBA team to win their game. Get $150 in free bets if they do. That's 21 and over, Arizona only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. New customers only. Why is everyone laughing?
I don't know.
Minimum $5 deposit. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details.
I'm not on camera, so don't look at me as if I'm doing anything.
Why is everyone giggling?
I don't know. Sean tootled, I think. Let's move to the next topic.
Okay. That's so nice. Okay.
Thanks, Shane.
Thanks for distracting everyone. Isaiah is in the chat. Happy to meet us. Thank you, Isaiah. It was so great to meet you at the last Coyotes game in Glendale. I met Isaiah. So plenty more events coming up for PHNX, so stay tuned for that. Okay, time for our game. So I was thinking, what game can we play that has to do with drafting? So we're going to be drafting hosts to join PHNX. These are people available, and we can either draft them or we can pass on them.
Are these all PHNX
hosts? The catch is, all of these people actually are PHNX hosts currently.
Okay, I thought we were just like picking people off the street. I'm like, uh-oh.
No. But
just random people. Yeah.
But
this is Billy.
So
this is Doug.
So it'll basically be like a scouting report with their strengths and their weaknesses, but you won't know who they are. You won't know their name. And you have to decide, based on their strengths and weaknesses, will you draft or pass? And then I will reveal which PHNX employee.
Can we guess it who actually they are too?
You can, but I would like you to first decide if you're going to draft. Because I don't want you to know who it is and then decide to draft or pass. Some of them might be obvious.
If it says short, it narrows it down to two hosts. I know that for sure.
Well, two that you work intimately with.
Whoa. Intimately.
Jeez.
Okay.
And Saul just always with the dirty mind. Right?
Lord. All right. Well, let's get started with our first person on our scouting report. This person, their strengths, they are good at coming up with topics when there's nothing to talk about. They're passionate. Their weaknesses, they falter in spotlight moments, and they have a very long commute.
Who are we calling out that can't handle pressure?
Oh, I know who this is. I'm going to draft this. Hammer the draft button on this one.
Why? What about their strengths do you like?
Well, I mean, in this job, when you have to talk 5 days a week, every week about a team, being able to come up with topics is paramount. So I don't care what any of the weaknesses are. That's a skill that I need on my roster.
Yeah, you can fix pressure too. You can fix the.
I don't know about that.
The faltering in the spotlight moment.
Fix faltering in the spotlight. You either have it or you don't.
Can I trade down?
You're passing.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Okay, so Shane's passing. S was drafting.
If we
so,
can't fix it, then.
Can so, I guess?
Yes.
It's Johnny.
Yes. So this person is Johnny. And the reason he falters in spotlight moments, of course, it's when he was going to try and make up for his horrible chug by chugging a beer live on the Cardinals Draft Show, and he failed.
He made it worse.
Yeah.
It was worse the second time.
So much worse. I'm
so
glad I passed.
Bad.
He needs to be humbled.
Of course, your adversary from bets would be a pass for you.
So, he's not really an adversary anymore. He's just a bystander.
Johnny, if you're watching this, I'm sorry. Okay, let's get to...
I don't think he has Wi-Fi right now. They usually shut it off between 1 and 3 in Maricopa.
Good serve energy.
It's the blackout period in Maricopa. Yeah. Nobody has internet.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, let's get to our next candidate here. Okay, their strengths. Knowledgeable about their subject matter. They have great connections, but their weaknesses, they're not really good at technology and they're stressed out 24/7.
I'm drafting the hell out of this person because it's so obvious.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. There are a handful of people that fit those weaknesses here. Yeah. Let's be honest. Me probably being one of them.
That's a little scary, though. That's that a lot of people fit that weakness at a digital sports media company.
Well, no, it was more the second one, stressed out 24/7.
Oh, yes, yes.
That I'm going with. I'm gonna hit draft and not even think twice. So,
are you drafting?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this one, I know it's obvious, but this, of course, is Petey. I mean, to be fair, he's better at technology than he gives off, but...
Yeah, he's a lot better at technology.
Yeah,
than he
but
off.
He struggles with some simple things like sending tweets and...
I'm surprised he hasn't run out of breath by the amount of times he sighs.
I know, right?
I think his strategy with technology is like my strategy with housework. Here if you go, act dumb one. Enough for long enough, somebody else will help you with it. That's the way I look at
honestly,
it.
Honestly, I really like that. Yeah, I know. PD is definitely an asset for any team. So grateful to have him as part of PHNX.
I love that she's like, I definitely have to lay on the praise after I slandered my co-host with the weaknesses.
He has an opportunity to work on his stress levels. Yes. That's where he has to do some growth. Okay, let's bring up our next host, Draft or Pass. This host is their strengths. They are knowledgeable about
fucking
multiple sports. They are very opinionated, but their weaknesses is they have a potty mouth and a long commute to the office.
Wait, I feel like I have to say draft, but I think I'm going.
I don't want you to be pressured by your scouts, Espo. You are the GM. You get to make this call.
I'm going to say draft.
Why?
Because I think I share an office with this gentleman. So so I'm going to say draft.
Huh. I'm passing.
Why are you passing?
Well, because I think it's two people, and if it's the one person I think it is, then I'm glad I'm passing. If it's not, I'm passing.
All right, Espo's drafting. Shane is passing, and this person, of course, is our GM.
Damn it!
And who'd you think it
was? It was Sean.
Oh. Honestly,
that could fit for Sean.
That's
overinflated
funny.
Self-worth would have been on the. The weaknesses.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I was trying not to be too mean. Oh man. Okay. Well, next.
I missed on that pick.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
I actually traded back, so we're good.
It's okay. You have PD on your team for now. All right. Next up, this host, their strengths, they have media experience. They get great guests on their show. But their weakness, they run bot Twitter accounts. That's a little concerning. And they're a very bad driver. So that could be an issue with commuting.
What? So I saw this person on my big board. and I got some insider information. They at the combine, their measurables were really bad. Super small. The hands of a mouse. So I'm passing because of that.
Well, now I know who it is. See, this is a no-win for me because as the vice president of content here, these are my people.
Hey, I've drafted one person, so.
So I draft out of a necessity to keep the vibes immaculate.
The vibes
here.
As the chief vibe officer.
As a CVO.
I am the CVO here, too. So I'm going to draft one Anthony Totri.
Yes, spoiler, that, of course, is Anthony Totri. And the RunsBot Twitter accounts, if you watch PHNX Sun Devils,
man.
You know that he definitely skews votes in his
bro,
favor.
Bro, it's crazy. I'll be up like 33% and I'll text the group chat. I'm like, yo, look at the poll, 1 hour left. And then like 20 seconds later, it's like to tow tree. I'm last.
He and Lindsay must work together.
I forgot about that. Yeah. That could have been Lindsay. She has media experience and great connections, but she's a better driver.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen Lindsay.
I don't care.
Well, on the racetrack at Octane Raceway, she was better than tow tree.
Totri could be in a movie called Baby Driver, but it's not the same movie. It's literally a baby driving a car.
But that should have made him better at Octane because it would have been the first time he was in a car that actually fit his.
Oh, right.
There we go.
Okay.
Roasted.
Sorry, Anthony. I drafted you at least, so.
All right. Next host, this person's strengths, they are creative. They have a large Twitter
following. Everybody has a long commute.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who live far. This person has a long commute and wears flip-flops to work.
All the time flip-flops? Or
a lot of the time.
Because this could have been me, because I have worn flip-flops to the office. I have a long commute. I do have a large Twitter following, but I don't think it's me.
You don't think it's you?
No, because
who do you
I
think
don't,
it is?
I don't wear flip-flops enough for this.
I'm going to go draft.
What about them and makes you want to draft them?
Creativity.
It's important.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest part.
Okay.
I'm going to say not draft because if it is me, the fact that I've worn flip-flops enough to have that on the list should not be
it shows,
drafted. I have disgusting toes.
It shows lots of toe, a weakness or a strength.
It should be a weakness.
It should be a strength.
If it's my feet, it should be
that'll
weakness.
Get you more super chats, I'll tell you what.
Well, Espo, that was you.
Oh my god. What? How? I've worn flip-flops like twice. How
That's
did that make
not
the
true.
List?
Because nobody else has worn flip-flops once.
Oh my god.
Actually, Saul definitely has worn flip-flops yes. to work.
Yes. And shorts with him too. So
yeah.
Man, now I'm all self-conscious.
Who do you think it was?
No, I thought it was me, but I didn't think I wore flip-flops enough that now I'm never wearing flip-flops again. Ever. I'm going home and burning my flip-flops.
I'm sorry that I hit a button with that.
Was that one you noticed, or did somebody else tell you to put that on the list?
I think that was my idea.
Okay.
That was my scouting report of you.
I'm passing on.
Okay.
On you.
This is unfair. You don't have to draft anyone.
No, because I know. Who
oh yeah, you created
is.
It. Never mind. This is fair.
Yes, I'm the head scout, I guess, if you will. I've scouted all these people, and I'm presenting them to you, the GMs of your teams. Okay, next up, this person is creative. They're good at editing. Their weaknesses are that they are very bad at building furniture, which when you're building a studio, it's kind of important. And they have multiple alter egos. That's a little concerning.
I'm not drafting Shane. I'm passing.
Multiple alter egos.
Jeopardine Beauregard.
That's not me.
Baby.
I'm drafting myself. And I'm flipping myself for future assets. Because one of the alter egos has a ton of potential because he is literally a child.
You didn't even give Espo the chance no.
I'm passing. It's changed.
Damn, I'm passing because it's you.
Your producer on your show. You don't want him anymore? Damn.
No, but I got to keep the shit going. I'm still shook from this flip-flop thing. So my picks are now, whatever I say after this, I take no responsibility for it.
Really,
it's all Leah's fault now.
I was trying so hard to be nice, and I've pissed off one of my bosses. That's so fantastic. Okay, well, let's do the last.
Wait, you don't even get to see my face.
Oh, yeah, Shane.
Yay.
There he is. And there's his other alter ego, his cartoon self.
Yeah.
As
that
well,
would be scary.
As well as the builder of TPC Jebedine, which coming to a Nintendo Switch near you.
I regret bringing you that
I'm
Switch
telling you
when
that,
I see how much
that
time
course is pure.
All right. Well, last host up, this person's strength. They are organized. They have a short commute. There's one with a strength. Lives close to the office. Their weakness is they clean obsessively and have questionable takes about food.
I'm passing. Hard,
so
hard pass.
The hardest of passes.
It's what I deserve.
Yes.
Because
yes,
that,
is.
Of course, is me. I was being much meaner to myself with my weaknesses, but Jacob said I was being too mean to myself. So I figured it cleans.
I want to see what they were.
No, I'll tell you later.
Weakness never wears flip-flops.
I have worn sandals to the office. I did not. Yeah, I did not put girth as one of them. We could have gone on forever if I wanted to do every host.
Has the most questionable nickname of any host.
How do you feel about your teams overall that you've
drafted? I've acquired more assets for the future. No further questions.
I have no clue.
I suppose just questioning his
you
whole existence.
I'm questioning everything now.
Oh my gosh. Well, Espo, if you need to, you know, take a breath and come back down to earth and realize it's all going to be okay. Maybe you want to take some OGs to
No, then I'll just
yourself.
Spend hours staring at my flip-flops and questioning why I ever wore them to work.
So. Okay, well, you don't have to, but everybody else can. Stop by your local dispensary and grab some amazing scratch-made THC gummies from our friends at OGs. If you're And there's amazing flavors like blackberries and cream and watermelon. It's perfect if you're in the mood for an uplifting sativa or a chill indica. I think you need a chill indica.
Oh, I'm a big indica fan.
After this show. So OGs is awesome. I know a lot of people in this room have tried it. It's super, super delicious. If you're interested in trying the amazingly delicious variety of flavors that OG's Brands has to offer, go to OG'sBrands.com. That's OGEEZBrands.com to find an OG's near you. I've heard amazing, amazing, amazing things about OG's, and we actually have them in the office. So congrats to all of the PHNX draft picks, because as part of your welcome to the team package, you can get some OG's.
didn't get drafted though.
And PHNX.
That's true. I didn't get drafted either.
You can get some PHNX flip-flops. PHNX
coming soon to the PHNX sports locker.
I need a PHNX Snuggie. Holy hell. Dude, that would go unbelievably
That's the most
stupid.
Shade thing ever.
I would wear it to work every day.
I really want a PHNX hoodie, to be honest.
You know what's the most elite clothing? Is clothing that you don't have to like wear it's like a snap-on clothing, like Snuggies. Like you just throw it on. So like if I'm hot outside but cold in the office, which I am every single day, I should just bring a Snuggie because I can snap it on. And if I'm wearing shorts that are too short, snap on the Snuggie. No legs for you, homie.
You need some warm-up pants, like NBA warm-up pants.
I have a pair at home.
Oh, this has been...
This has been...
I'm never accepting an invitation from Leah to do anything.
Oh my gosh. Why don't you just get me back or something? I don't know.
You should. If she asks you to like go to Old Town, you're going to say no?
Well, I'm almost 40, so yeah, I'm saying no anyway.
What if I asked you?
I'm saying no because I'm almost 40.
Would you say no more times than not to me or Leah?
I'd say no to both of you if it's Old Town. That's what I'm saying.
What if I bribed you?
No, there's no bribe.
Espo, we're going to Old Town soon.
No.
Yes, we are.
Unless
you
it's
hear that,
like,
Tracy? He's coming.
Unless Espo, it's like 10 a.m. for brunch.
Espo, oh, let's do it.
Some clubs, though, have dress codes, so you can't wear flip-flops.
Oh, my.
I'm out of here.
So am I.
It's over.
Oh my god. All right, so hosting this show has gone really, really well. Thank you all. Wow, really. Thank you all so much for watching. I do want to plug, if you haven't checked it out already, The Story. It's the latest podcast on the PHNX network. I just feel really lonely here now. Okay. It's fine. The Story, Kirsten Soussel is the host. She does amazing, amazing storytelling work. So check that out if you haven't already. Her first episode came out on Wednesday, and it's all about the history of how the Arizona Coyotes ended up in Glendale. I hate the side angle of me. Take it on. Take it down. I don't like it. And if you're not a member, fine. If you're not a member at gophnx.com, sign up today. You can get your first year for just under $60 and a shirt from the PHNX locker when you sign up, or you can get your first month just 50 cents. If you want to do month to month, join our family, join our members only Discord. There's some amazing shirts on the PHNX locker if you haven't checked it out already. Chris says, you've got the chat, Leah. Thank you. And Charles said, they literally just told Leah, I am a head out, which it's fine. I can do this all by myself. Thank you all so much for watching. Hopefully, Mikayla or Kirsten will be back soon. I think Kirsten will be back next week on the Phoenix Sports Podcast. So like we said at the top, be sure to like and subscribe and leave a review and subscribe to PHNX Sports on YouTube and follow PHNX Sports across all platforms, including Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, all of it. Great coverage coming up this weekend. Game 7, PHNX Suns. Tune in. All right. Well, thanks everyone in the room who's still standing in the room, by the way. Thanks so much for watching. Thank you, chat. Vote on Twitter who you think is the best ever player drafted by an Arizona sports team. I'm fumbling out the end.
Come on, girl.
Everyone, thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.